Network Marketing 2.0, episode 091. For show notes, for marketing resources, and more free training, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to talk to you about three major network marketing tips for guaranteed success in the next 90 days. In the next, as a matter of fact, 60 to 90 days. Listen, the bottom line here is that you need to produce. If you don't produce, you're not going to get on stage. You're not going to get attention. You're not going to get the recognition. You're not going to get paid, most importantly. If you don't produce, if you're not performing in your network marketing business, all those things are not going to happen. You're not going to get recognized. So how do we get to producing? Listen, there's going to be a lot of barriers, okay? The methods that has been taught traditionally in network marketing, it's been taught to the other hundreds of thousands of people, millions of people around the world, 18 million people around the world. And you have to have something that will set you apart when it comes to this game, okay? And every leader that you know that's creating a buzz out there have this exactly. And it starts from them getting on stage and doing presentation and stuff like that. And what I'm going to first of all share with you as the first tip, if you want success right now in your business, is self-branding. Self-branding. People really, really need to start seeing you as a leader. The fastest way to do that is to create your own stage. See, when you get started in this business, they're not going to give you the opportunity to get on stage right away to start doing presentation, even if you wanted to. Plus, an average person does not necessarily want to do presentation. An average person would rather pee on themselves than to do public speaking, right? So how do you get around that? Well, you have to just get around it. How do you get over the fear of flight? You just fly, okay? That's what you do. You have to gain some courage. You have to get enough courage to face the fear right square in the face. So self-branding is my first tip for you. And you can start from writing. You don't have to be on a stage at first. You can start from writing. And then after 2 weeks, you can advance into video. Shoot a video. Talk to yourself. What would you say to yourself in the video? If you were your brand new person and you were getting started, what would you say to yourself? How would you inspire yourself to move faster in your business? That's all part of self-branding. And then as you get comfortable, share that video with a friend and then share the video with the world. Listen, if you don't get started, you're not going to get better. Okay? So the first thing first is self-branding. The only thing you should be selling on the upfront to brand new prospects is yourself as a leader that will take them to where they need to get to. Now, you may say, hey, but I don't feel like I'm a leader. I don't feel like an expert. Why would I want to do that? Right? Well, here's the thing. People are not born experts. People are not born leaders. They just take charge. Okay? They just take control of the situation. That's how you separate a leader. That's how you know who a leader is. They just kind of like one day just woke up and said, listen, I'm just going to take charge. I'm not going to wait for someone to be an expert. I'm going to be the expert. Expertise come from you actually being a student of the game. When you remain a student of the game, you're going to learn a lot more than an average person by default. And guess what? That makes you an expert. So you don't have to overthink that. You don't have to call yourself an expert like a clown. You just have to do it. You have to become a student of the game. And then you share your experiences. You share your journey. And that makes you a branded leader in the marketplace. The second tip I want to share with you is going to be very quick and straight to the point. The second tip is that you need to be generating traffic. Brand new traffic. The only thing that's better than traffic is fresh traffic. Very, very simple. If you're not generating eyeballs for a presentation, you're not going to make money. It's very simple, okay? As a matter of fact, this whole business can be wrapped up into that. Even if you don't want to build a brand, if you have enough money to be buying traffic and buying media and buying advertising, and you're not going to run out of money, then absolutely, this is one thing that you must learn how to do, generating traffic. Now, the other thing you want to do to help you offset your costs that will be second to self-branding will be list building. List building allows you to be able to market to the same people over and over. In other words, we call it follow-up. You can follow up with people without having to spend money again. And that's what list building allows you to do. So again, the three tips I'm going to leave with you here: self-branding, number two, traffic generation, number three, list building. And that's what I have for you today. If you want more details of that, you know where to find me, networkmarketing2show.com. And if you have any questions, feel free to throw it at us. I would really, really appreciate your engagement here. If you want to give us a review here and there, please go to iTunes and leave a review as well. I hope you've been educated, enlightened, and I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought-after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.